Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is really Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I chuckle because I know what some of the topics are I have coming up. So I'm going to preface it first with a little monologue for you. I want you to stop and think about this. I know we're into an election season, and everybody's all about the presidential election, but I want you to think about your local elections as well. In fact, maybe more. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. Our founding fathers took this pledge knowing that they just signed a loyalty pledge, a document which was treason against the King of England. Many did lose their lives over this, or the lives of family members. Most certainly lost their fortunes. However, not one lost their sacred honor. Regardless of the horrific battles and the stresses of war, they took over their lives, They stood by their words, and they honored their pledge. When was the last time we saw any elected official honor their word or their pledge to uphold and protect? They take an oath, you know, the Constitution. I really can't remember one in my lifetime. Not really. Yesterday's show was paranormal. We were speaking about the aliens, the space aliens, and it was fun. It was a great reprieve for me from the ugly politics that we deal with each day. Today, though, unfortunately, it's back to the reality of things. Those who serve us in the elected and appointed capacities are not honorable men and women. Now, there may be a few exceptions. We don't know everyone. But the media is also not honorable. And it seems everyone has an agenda, and I suppose I have an agenda as well. I don't pretend to be a journalist. I don't pretend to have all the answers. I may have lots of opinions. I do try to sort through the stupidity, and hopefully in doing so, bring us all back to some truth. Today is Free for All Friday, and your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Let's share this hour with a cup of coffee or two and bring America home. Free for All Friday is for you. Skittles hit the news this week. Now, a lot of this, I'm not watching mainstream media much. I need to turn the channel once in a while. But Donald Trump Jr. made a comment paralleling, trying to make put out an example of this refugee influx that we're going to have and that we are having. And he used a bag or a bowl of Skittles as his example. If I give you a bowl of Skittles and I tell you only three of the Skittles in there are poison, would you take the entire bowl? Or would you take a handful? Well, it set a storm a-going, at least on the Twitter and the social media. And Milo, who is, you know, I'm not sure what he is, but he is a gay man, and he's in the media, and he is a conservative. And it just so happened Skittles was his favorite candy. But he went after some of the things that Skittles have been doing in the past. And I was going to share some of that with you because it's so absurd. And even, and I don't mean this wrong, Milo. Please don't take this wrong. Even Milo has common sense. He's a young man. And you see him out there quite a bit on the social media, and I think he has his own talk show or something. I don't know. I don't follow all these things. I don't have time to. But he's a conservative, and he is voting for Donald Trump. And he comes up and he speaks out every now and then. And he did a pretty good article. He does it kind of tongue-in-cheek, and he does it kind of with some humor in it. But he gets his point across. Now, I have heard a pastor say in the past, and this is the same kind of an example as he's using with the bowl of Skittles, that if you have a glass of water, because some people say, well, I only sin a little. If you have a glass of pure water, and somebody takes just an eye drop, just an eyedropper of manure or dirt and puts it in that water, just a drop, just one drop, will you then drink that water? Or is that water now contaminated? Now, they've tried to call Donald Trump and any of us who are concerned about the refugees coming in here. We're concerned about the violence that's being perpetrated across this great nation. We've seen bombings. We've seen beheadings. We've seen shootings. We've seen stabbings. And as they do this, they yell and scream, Allah Akbar. It's one group of people that are doing this. Now, we have lots of other crimes that go on across this great nation. We have things that are going on that we are so separated, I've never seen it happen. Well, that's not true. We saw it happen before. But it is worse now, I do believe. And I believe the administration is egging it on. They're not doing anything to stop it. We've seen the riots in Charleston, and they just, in Charlotte, I'm sorry. And they just keep on and keep on. I watched it last night again and again and again. The night before, they tried to pull a... He was unconscious for some reason. I never did catch the reason why. A reporter that was unconscious for some reason. And they drag him, and they're going to throw him in the fire. Now, how was burning this man alive going to serve their purpose? How was that going to make their point that people are being shot for the wrong reasons or too quickly? How is that going to make their point? We're having a lot of crime. But these bringing in, you know, right now we're so broken, I don't know that we're doing anybody a favor bringing them in this nation. But let's talk about the Skittles, the Skittle scandal just a little bit. Well, last week it was a frog. I don't know if you were aware of that. I didn't talk about it because I thought, well, they're not on Twitter too much out there in my listening land. But it was all over Twitter, and I really don't know what this little frog Mimmy's supposed to be. But they've got him out there, and he's kind of reminds me of Waldo, looking for Waldo. He's here, and he's there, and he's got a hat on. You know, it's a Make America Great hat. But the left has decided it's a white supremacist frog. Well, he's green. I don't know that he's a white supremacist. It's just kind of funny and cute. But they're always looking the other way for things. And I've got two articles, the Skittle article and something that Gloria Steinem said that just make absolutely no sense whatsoever. But Skittles as a company has taken a stand, supposedly, for the gay movement. But this young man who is gay is not going to have any part of it. Because now they're promoting the refugees, and the refugees, which the Islamic radical Islamists hate the gays and want crime against them, throwing them off of buildings. And he addresses that, but he also addresses just the absurdity that they're following these agendas when they're just a candy company. We're going into a break. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. There was lots going on this week. What do you want to talk about at 877-895-5410? That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
As we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio, this is Beth Ann. We're going to put the Skittles down for just a little bit, and we're going to talk to CW in Missouri. CW, how are you today?
I'm fine, Beth Ann. Say, I want to talk about the debate that's coming up Monday night.
Yes, sir.
First of all, Lester Holt is going to be the moderator. And if you ever watch NBC News, you know that all they do is try to make Hillary look good and Trump look bad. So you can guarantee the debate is already rigged to try to do everything they can to make Hillary look good Monday night and make Trump look bad. And sit asking questions about how will you bring jobs back to America or things like that. They're going to be asking questions like, why do you hate Muslims? And stupid things that don't mean anything. How come you think Obama wasn't born in America? What's that got to do? He's going out. But they're going to be asking a bunch of stupid questions.
I agree with
and
you. They probably
I just
will.
Hope that Trump don't get sidetracked to that stuff.
Oh, I do too. I do too, because they could trap him pretty quick. I know they're going to try and upset him. They think he's got a temper. I'm not sure if he's really got a hot head or not. I think he's done some of what he's done on purpose to get other people riled. But
well, I think you're right, and I hope that that every time he gets to talk, when they ask me one of them stupid questions, I'd say, that ain't got anything to do with the presidential thing this year. And I'd go to tell him what all I was going to do about cutting taxes, and I was going to bring jobs back to America, and I was going to be the president of all America and make America great.
Right.
And every time Hillary come up and say, I don't know what she's going to do, I'd say, yeah, she's going to do it like she did in Benghazi and like she did with her private email server. I'd be sure and get in a few of those points. He's going to have to speak up for himself.
He is.
You know, I'll guarantee you it won't matter how the debate goes. When it's over, they'll all say that Hillary won the debate. So
you know, CW, I've been listening to some of these that are, they've always got this advice, you know, what he should and shouldn't do, and they said he cannot attack her. He has to be careful how he attacks her. Just because she's a female, people will look at it that way. And, you know, I don't see it that way. If you're in the man's game, you got to play like a man.
I don't either. I think he ought to attack her. I think you've got to speak up. And that was why Romney lost the last election. Mm. He laid down on the last debate.
He did so good in the first debate. I mean, Obama was lost.
Yeah. And when the last debate come, I don't know what happened, but Romney just laid down.
It's almost like he did it on purpose. Wasn't
I guess maybe this election, to me, is the most important election we've had several years, because I feel like that if we get 8 more years of Hillary, we're going to, we'll never have the America as we know it now. It's going to be, with all those Supreme Court judges she's going to get to appoint and everything, we're not going to have any freedom. We're going to do away with our First and Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think this is an important election. And the only thing that's going to count is if the people get out on November 8th and vote.
Absolutely.
It don't matter what I say, or you say, or anybody else says, the ones that get out and vote is going to make the difference. If Hillary's people gets out and vote, she'll win it.
Well, I think
if
you're
Trump
like...
If people gets out and vote, he might win it. But there's going to be a lot of crooked work done, so it's going to take an extra large vote for Trump to win it.
Yeah, I think it's like in the game when you have the referees that are one-sided. You got to beat the other team and the referees, and I think that's the way this is going to go down, whether it's in your local elections or the presidential election. I think the American people have got to be aware of what's going on. I think the majority of them are right now. I think they're smelling it. You know, the media is so, I mean, this thing over the Skittles, and then I've got some stupid comments from Gloria Steinem. She's a feminist. She's just an idiot. And, you know, it's like, where are these women coming from? I went earlier this week, and I'm going to start doing a series on this. I went and I looked up heroic women of the revolution. And I'm going to say, vote Liberty, not Hillary. Because these women stood, and they stood in danger. Hillary hasn't got a clue. She is the dangerous one. And some of these women, like Gloria Steinem, they haven't got a clue what us women go through in life. And they just make stuff up. And it's just, it's infuriating me. And I'd rather be like somebody like Abigail Adams or some of these others that were, you know, Betsy Clark and, I'm sorry, Betsy Ross and some of these others. There was one, I can't think of what her first name was. The last name was Hart. And they said she was quite the fighter and she was quick to react. So I guess she was kind of a female Trump. She was quick to react. And they had the picture that they show of her. She's got her rifle pointed. And, you know, it's time that the women stopped being pushed around and need to be proud of who they are and what they are.
Exactly. If
you're going to get in a man's world, you better be ready to be treated like a man. And don't go in there and think, oh, you know, well, I'm a little girl and you need to treat me different. Hillary wants to be in a man's world. She wants to be in a man's position. Then she needs to be treated just like a man would on that stage.
You're exactly right. What bothers me the most about this election is maybe I'm watching the wrong channels. But the only one I hear on TV that's giving Trump's side of the story is Sean Hannity. Everybody else is holding up for Hillary on TV. And so many people never turn on nothing but a TV. And I'm hoping that they don't buy all this jargon that's going on, because if they do, Hillary's going to win. There's not too many people on TV giving Trump's side of the story.
You know what? Lou Dobbs is. Lou Dobbs is doing a great job, and he
I don't watch him.
He seems genuinely well. He's on opposite, I think, Sean Hannity. I watch both of them. I've kind of got one that I record, and then I go back and watch the other. But it's I go back and forth. But I've been real pleased with the guests he's had on and what he says. I mean, he's not just pushing Trump; he's pushing what's going on with Trump, and that is how the American people have got Trump where he is because we are so upset with what has been done. We are being represented by dishonorable people. I mean, these men that signed that loyalty pledge in that first debate and then will not stand by it, they will not stand. They have no sacred honor to stand on. And I'm talking about Ted Cruz. I'm talking about Jeb Bush. I'm talking about Kasich. I'm talking about Carly Fiorina. I'm talking about all of them. They have no sacred honor. I don't want them representing me.
I'll tell you what. We got rid of the Bushes, and now we need to get rid of the Clintons. And the only way we're going to do it, Trump's the only way we're going to get rid of them. We had the Bushes and the Clintons for the last 30 years, and you see what we've got out of it. So it's time for some new blood.
It is. And we're going to have to watch Trump, too, if he gets elected. We need to stay on it. We need
but
to stay on it.
But one thing about it, if Trump don't do what he says, I'll be just as much against him 4 years from now as I am against Hillary.
No, that's the way I feel, too.
I want to bring America back. That's what I'm wanting.
Bring America home. Thank you, CW. I appreciate it. You're really an encouragement to me. Thank you so much. You know, this the things that are going on and this article about that Milo wrote about the Skittles. Now, you know how I feel about many things. But I believe all of us are Americans. And I believe all of us need to stand together. And these companies that put out this agenda. And I guess several months back, Skittles did something else with white Skittles, or was it M&M's? I don't remember. Anyway, it was one of these candy companies trying to make some kind of a point for feminists and for the gays and the lesbian movement. But now Skittles is defending the refugees and the Muslims and the radical Islam. Where are their heads? This isn't about being one way or another. It's about protecting our homeland. It's about protecting the lives, the children of everyone here in the United States of America. There's nothing wrong with vetting these people. There's nothing wrong with stopping the inflow right now until we get things, as they used to say in the military, squared away. We've got to get things squared away. This is, Skittles is a candy. If you had a bowl of Skittles, and only three of them were poison, would you take the whole bowl? Would you hand it to your children? Here, only three of them are poison. Would you hand it to your children? Let's not even think about taking it yourself. Would you hand it to one of your children, your grandchildren? Great-grandchildren, neighbor boy, neighbor girl, pass it around at the baseball game? Absolutely you wouldn't. You'd throw the whole thing away. The entire bowl would go down the garbage disposal. That's called protecting your loved ones. Nothing more. Not a prejudice. It's a protection. Gloria Steinem. We're going to talk about her next. Unless one of you change my mind at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. It is free for all for Friday. Your calls are welcome, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. See
KSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Beth Ann, and it is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I picked out a few things. I think the rest of you have the elections on your mind and the debate. We have John from New Mexico. John, how are you today?
Hello, Beth Ann. The election is extremely important, and there's two things you need to know about this. The term limits thing is everybody's of the opinion that Congress is bad, but to a man, they're saying not mine. And that hurts us pretty bad because there's a lot of them that aren't worthwhile. Last week, they were going to impeach the IRS commissioner, and the Republicans laid down on that one.
They do all the time.
They
lay down all the time. And that's the only reason Donald Trump is doing what as well as he's doing. It's because of them not doing anything. People are tired of it.
It's encouraging the fact that they did, and they're causing public opinion to move that way. But the other one is, you know, she called us a bucket of deplorables or a basket of deplorables. I proudly wear the moniker bucket of despicables in her case.
Absolutely.
There's no way I would ever stay home or vote for her. And I'm not going to vote for a third party. So you know who I'm voting for.
I do. And that's kind of the way I feel, too. I've got some third parties that want to come on. I'm going to give them some airtime. But it's not something I'm promoting this year. I have in the past. I have. But it's not something that I feel we should do this year, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but that's not the way I feel this year. I believe this is important, and I think the reason I believe that is because I believe it's a movement. I don't believe it's Donald Trump. I believe it's the people behind him.
Yeah. I'm a personal friend of Gary Johnson. He was our governor.
Okay.
And I fully believe he's hurting Hillary worse than he's hurting Trump, and I would never vote for him. I stand on gun control, but it's going to be interesting the next 2 months.
It is going to be interesting. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Anything else? You're going to be watching the debates, I guess. All right. We're going to move on. We have Mike in Texas. Mike, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth. I never called Sheriff Mack, by the way. I'm just too retired to get into that mode again.
Okay.
But I really appreciated his wanting me to be one of his team teachers or whatever. But my comment that I call about is that there's something suspicious about Bill holding back and constantly being in the background, Bill Clinton.
Yes.
You know, instead of out so much. I mean, he comes out of his little hidey hole once in a while and does a little speech or something, then goes back in again, disappears. The media never discusses him. I find the whole thing suspicious. And I believe what's happening is that, this is my theory, that Hillary is a placeholder for Bill Clinton's third term.
Could be, but I don't know that, you know, they talk about her health. I don't know that he's up to it. He seems awfully feeble.
I don't know. I believe that she will stay in there if she becomes the walking dead even. And his idea is probably telling her to do that so that he can get back into the White House any way he can and do what he was not able to do because he was impeached for trying to do the stuff he was trying to do back in 95. So that's my theory on it. She's a placeholder for him and will stay there even if she's on a stretcher just so he can get back in.
So what does that say about the women?
Well,
women that are willing to vote for Hillary and put Bill Clinton in there, who we know is not good to women, and put him back in the White House.
I'm a Bible student, and I have two postgraduate in Bible. And everything happening pretty much, if you read the Bible, you'll find out what feminism is, of course. Came out of communist Russia. But studying demographics is really interesting, and the fact that the media never publishes the women's vote is extremely suspicious because in my studies, I found out that two-thirds to three-quarters of women vote liberal, especially the white women. They vote liberal. And what's really sad about it is their conservative husbands are two-thirds to three-quarters conservative. So when the white women vote, they cancel their own brothers, husbands, and fathers' votes out, leaving every election to be decided by the two largest minorities. And that's why we're where we are today. The nexus to me was actually not this election. The nexus point in our destruction was actually in 1920-21 when women started voting. And I believe that's
within a dozen years,
we had Franklin Roosevelt and his openly communist Soviet wife. And I don't think that's a coincidence. We've had no conservatives since then except Reagan. And he was a movie star, and, of course, we know the tabloid-loving women, what they did was they simply swapped some of their vote enough to get him in, And other than that, it's been a constant string of
I have a good friend, and this is going to make all the women out there upset. I don't get upset with him. I just kind of give him a little grin, but I'm not sure he's 100% wrong. And it's just like you just said. He said it all started when the women got to vote.
They are
because
the
they do vote. Many women, and there are men too, but they vote on emotions instead of common sense and constitutionality. They don't understand what freedom and liberty truly is, and they vote on emotions.
Can I give you a? Can I throw in one more thing?
Really quick. I've got some others holding.
I've studied genetics a lot. I have a degree in biology.
Uh-oh.
I believe women are genetically inclined to trade freedom for security because through natural selection over 5,000 years, their children with a more secure position, were the most likely to survive, leaving the children of women who are inclined to trade freedom for security the dominant strain genetically, and that is what's behind their behavior of taking the security of the socialist government over freedom.
I think there's some truth to that. I think I'm not a psychiatrist, and I haven't taken all those studies, but I think I see some truth in that, and we see that in the nature of man because we see how they vote. We keep voting like the abused woman who keeps going back to the abuser. Why does she go back to the abuser? Because she has some kind of security there, whether it's good or bad, she has some kind of security there, and she's afraid to go out on her own. Thank you for the call. I'm going to let you go. Appreciate it.
Okay, Ben.
We have Gary from Texas. Gary, I heard you're tired of being tired or hearing tired. How are you today?
Not too bad. You made a good point just a minute ago. You know, when people say, I listen to a lot of different talk shows, two of the most probably Glenn Beck and Alex Jones, a lot of times they will say, I'm getting tired of this, I get all emotional, and that's the problem. They're getting emotional, they're making it personal. What is better to say, I think what is more right to say, is that I'm getting tired of something, or this just isn't right. Because the liberal progressives can say they're getting tired of things too, and what they're getting tired of is people telling them the right way to do things. So we need to start concentrating not on what we're getting tired of, but what is right and wrong, and try to stay with the right. That would be much more constructive, I believe. And then if you can keep your own little personal things out of it.
You know, there's a comedian. Go ahead, finish, and I'm going to tell you something.
No, that's fine. I was just kind of going on. You're talking about a comedian, what?
A comedian that talks about mothers. And he said, you know, when she says she's sick and tired, that tired always follows sick and tired.
Yeah,
and there was another stand-up comedian that said, when she stands up, she says, I have had enough. That's when you watch out, because the belt's going to start swinging. And that's where we need to be. I have had enough.
Yeah, well,
and
we
enough
need to
is
respond.
Enough.
We need to respond before we get that way.
You're absolutely right.
Right,
educate, educate, and activate. And I've been telling some of these foundations and associations that I have been trying to bring on board with CSC Talk Radio, we need to nip it in the bud and get it before we have to call for urgent actions. We're going into a break. Thank you, Gary, so much.
Okay, have a good weekend,
thank
kiddo.
You.
Bye-bye.
We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Are you sick, tired? Have you had enough? Let's take control. Let's bring America home. And we will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you. David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No B.O. deodorant, offers CSE Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No B.O. is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals. Only a small amount of No B.O. is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No B.O. deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No B.O. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are already in the final segment of today's show, and it is Free for All Friday. Do not wait till the last minute to call at 877-895-5410. We've had a great show. Good callers today. In this article about the Skittles, I want to make a couple points, and then I want to get to the Gloria Steinem. But this young man who is gay himself, who is a Donald Trump fan, who doesn't believe in prejudices against anyone, but he says the latest development is in line with these previous knee-jerk corporate progressivism, but it also exposes one of the left's most egregious double standards. They've decided to support Muslims, that people who want to kill gays or at the very least make homosexuality illegal. And how does that square with their hip pro-pride posturing back in June? You know, taste the rainbow with the Skittles. And I want to add here, he does not talk about this. While radical Islam and the Muslims say they disagree with homosexuality and they want to kill all those who practice it, they practice the rape of young boys. Yeah. What's the difference? So, it is not a righteous act that they seek at all. Gloria Steinem, a feminist. She was speaking before a Planned Parenthood fundraiser.
and her comments. I had to bring them. I've had five children. I've been married 44 years. And it never seems to amaze me how stupid these people can be. And yes, I called her stupid, and I would to her face. Forced childbirth, this is her comment, is the single biggest cause, are you ready for this, of global warming. No, Gloria, the heat happened 9 months before that birth. But she goes on to say, why is it that the same people who are against birth control and abortion, at least she puts them separately, I don't think most people are against birth control, but abortion is not birth control, Gloria. Anyway, we'll go back. She says, why is it that these same people who are against birth control and abortion and are also against sex between two men or two women? She goes on to say, she continued that those people are against any sex that cannot end in reproduction. Forced childbirth, I'm not sure what forced childbirth is the single biggest cause of global warming. Have you ever heard anything so stupid besides the gassy cows? Have you ever heard anything so stupid in all your life? Does she not understand that when they kill those little babies, they're killing little girls just like they're killing little boys? You know, in China, she wouldn't be alive. They have forced abortion. How incredibly ignorant are these people? They are so caught up in themselves, so about numero uno, that they don't see anything else. Just like the Skittles. These companies that think they're making a market on this. What are they going to do now? What kind of Skittles are they going to put out? Taste the Rainbow was to promote homosexuality. What are they going to put out to promote the radical Islam? If you have a bowl of Skittles or M&Ms or even oatmeal, and there's two drops, three drops, one drop of poison in it, are you going to hand it to your children? These leftists, these progressives like Gloria Steinem, these feminists, they have been poison in this nation. And I'm telling you out there, you women, you need to stand up for women's rights, not feminism. You are not like your husband, but you are strong in different ways. I wouldn't dare go head-to-head and arm wrestle any of my male friends. They'll whoop me every time. But I'm a strong person. I'm a strong woman. I'm capable. I'm not capable of everything, but I'm capable of a lot of things. And I know what honor it is to have those children, to raise those children, and to watch them grow up to be honorable men. And they are honorable men. Do they always do the right thing? No, they don't always do the right thing. But they are honorable. So I go back to our monologue when we started out. Our founding fathers pledged their lives. Many of them gave those up. Their fortunes, most of them went broke. And their sacred honor, which they held on to. They stood on their word. Gloria Steinem, progressives and left, and Hillary Clinton. Hillary lies every time she opens her mouth. How can you even consider electing her, whether she's male or female, to represent you, to represent this nation? And the same goes with these senators and these representatives. How can you possibly vote for them when they stood there, stand there, lie, and never keep their oath of office? How many times have we heard one of them say, well, when they had the big boycott and they had their sit-in here several months back against the Second Amendment, they're going to get rid of the Second Amendment. This is the thing they just got through taking an oath to uphold. Now they're doing a sit-in to get rid of it. Of course, it was all for publicity. They have no sacred honor. And I don't care what color they are. The majority of these D.C. occupiers are career politicians, and they're taking care of themselves, not of you, not your families. So let me take a bowl of Skittles with only three poison in them and give them to Congress and pass it around. What do you think they'd do? Do you think they'd take that bowl of Skittles? They'd say, you're nuts, lady. Really. Donald Trump Jr. started this. And I'm going to tell you what is a good thing. Would you take a bowl of Skittles or M&M's or any other candy with only two or three or one poison in it and hand it to your children? I don't think you would. Why don't we protect this nation as if they are our children? That's what these elected officials take an oath to do. But it is up to you and me, and I'm telling you, the women out there that are listening, you need to stand up for your womanhood. And you need to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.